You are going to listen to a podcast about young Brits losing the freedom to work in Europe. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D, for each question, 1 to 6. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hey everyone, welcome back to my new podcast episode. Today I want to talk about something that's been frustrating for a lot of young Brits, our ability to work in Europe since Brexit. Before Brexit, seasonal work in the EU was a very common thing to do. You'd finish school, maybe take a gap year and head off to work a ski season in France, a summer job in Greece, or a cafe gig in Berlin. It was a chance to learn a new language, meet new people, and experience life in another country. But now, it's way harder. Take Seb Kinsey, for example. He's 18, from Derbyshire, and after his A-levels, he dreamed of working in the French Alps for a ski season. He applied for over 15 jobs, but got rejected from all of them. Since Brexit, if you only have a British passport, you need a work permit. And most EU employers typically try to prevent unnecessary difficulties for themselves. Seb's friends with EU passports, especially those who speak multiple languages, are finding jobs easily, while people like him are being left out. "In short, it doesn't feel fair," he said. And honestly, he's right. But some people are still managing to make it work. Louis, a 20-year-old from Brighton, spent 3 months in Greece taking photos for a resort company. He got around the visa rules by working as a freelancer and sticking to the 90-day tourist limit. He said living abroad for the first time changed him, made him more confident, more independent. Unfortunately, though, that loophole isn't an option for most people. Leah Middleton, 19, has a similar story. She grew up between the UK and France and always saw herself as European. But when she tried to find work in Paris, she realised just how complicated the new rules were. She ended up volunteering at her old school, which she loved, but volunteering doesn't pay the bills. She said it felt like her generation lost these rights before they even understood what they lost. And then there's Kevin, who has a French passport and has worked ski seasons in the Alps since 2022. He's noticed fewer Brits working there now. Companies are employing Irish or Swedish workers instead because they don't need visas. And that's the big difference. If you're Irish, you can still just show up in Athens and get hired in a bar no problem. British people, we don't have that privilege anymore. Look, it's not impossible to work in Europe, but it's much more complicated than before. People often don't realise that getting a work permit is also very expensive, and it feels like something that used to be a normal part of growing up has been taken away from us. There are also extreme examples of people who need to do crazy things to even apply for their visa, like go to a completely new capital city. Many have to overstay their visas because they have no choice, which would be stressful and difficult for anyone. So, what do you think? How do you feel about all these young people who'd love to work abroad but can't because of Brexit? Let me know. I'd love to hear your story. Hey everyone, welcome back to my new podcast episode. Today I want to talk about something that's been frustrating for a lot of young Brits, our ability to work in Europe since Brexit. Before Brexit, seasonal work in the EU was a very common thing to do. You'd finish school, maybe take a gap year and head off to work a ski season in France, a summer job in Greece, or a cafe gig in Berlin. It was a chance to learn a new language, meet new people, and experience life in another country. But now, it's way harder. Take Seb Kinsey, for example. He's 18, from Derbyshire, and after his A-levels, he dreamed of working in the French Alps for a ski season. He applied for over 15 jobs, but got rejected from all of them. Since Brexit, if you only have a British passport, you need a work permit. And most EU employers typically try to prevent unnecessary difficulties for themselves. Seb's friends with EU passports, especially those who speak multiple languages, are finding jobs easily, while people like him are being left out. In short, it doesn't feel fair, he said. And honestly, he's right. But some people are still managing to make it work. Louis, a 20-year-old from Brighton, spent 3 months in Greece taking photos for a resort company. He got around the visa rules by working as a freelancer and sticking to the 90-day tourist limit. He said living abroad for the first time changed him, made him more confident, more independent. Unfortunately, though, that loophole isn't an option for most people. Leah Middleton, 19, has a similar story. She grew up between the UK and France and always saw herself as European. But when she tried to find work in Paris, she realised just how complicated the new rules were. She ended up volunteering at her old school, which she loved, but volunteering doesn't pay the bills. She said it felt like her generation lost these rights before they even understood what they lost. And then there's Kevin, who has a French passport and has worked ski seasons in the Alps since 2022. He's noticed fewer Brits working there now. Companies are employing Irish or Swedish workers instead because they don't need visas. And that's the big difference. If you're Irish, you can still just show up in Athens and get hired in a bar no problem. British people, we don't have that privilege anymore. Look, it's not impossible to work in Europe, but it's much more complicated than before. People often don't realise that getting a work permit is also very expensive, and it feels like something that used to be a normal part of growing up has been taken away from us. There are also extreme examples of people who need to do crazy things to even apply for their visa, like go to a completely new capital city. Many have to overstay their visas because they have no choice, which would be stressful and difficult for anyone. So, what do you think? How do you feel about all these young people who'd love to work abroad but can't because of Brexit? Let me know. I'd love to hear your story.